you're with Laurie DuBose as we welcome the director of the Baldwin Humane Society, Abby Pruitt, and we are furtively trying to post a good picture of our guest you brought, whose name is Coyote, and he is a beautiful dog. He is a, there was a debate at the shelter between a, what do they call it, a Malinois?
A Malinois or a Shepherd, maybe a Dutch Shepherd mix. He's got a really striking look. He's got kind of that shepherdy pointed face, but he's brindle. But he's also very young, so we're going to kind of just have to see how he fills out. But he's really handsome, and I'm going to post a picture now.
Yeah, so, she's getting ready to post that picture now. So we went on before we started this interview, and we Googled Dutch Shepherds. Mm-hmm. And we Googled Malinois or Malinois, and I'm going for Dutch Shepherd.
Yeah, I mean, that picture you've got pulled up, it's almost a spitting image. I think he's definitely a mix, but that's definitely looks like our Coyote for sure.
And did Dutch Shepherds, here's a question, do Dutch Shepherds have webbed feet?
He does, we checked. He definitely
does.
Has
so
webbed
it
feet.
Could be a lab mix, and I'm going to see if there's an answer. Water is no exception. Why not all Dutch Shepherds love swimming? Most do.
He does like the water.
Some Dutch Shepherds is not considered to be one of these, despite a suspicion some share breed lineage with the web-footed German Shepherd dog.
There
so,
you go.
Interesting. It's always fun and fascinating to me to try to find out the origin, but what matters most is their heart and the fact that they've got lots to love to give and they need a home.
Yep, and he's really special. Just when I've been walking him around this morning, getting him ready to come, he's one of those dogs that checks with you constantly. Like, he'll come back to you and touch you to make sure you're still with him, and he looks at you. And so I think he's
smart.
He's very smart, and he was as silent as a mouse in the car. He's a five-month-old puppy, and he just sat perfectly still on the ride over. So.
Probably observing everything.
Yeah.
All right. So you got it on Paul Baldwin Humane.
Yep, on our Facebook. I just posted
it. I saw the tag and it wouldn't let me open it. So let me try again. Because he is a beautiful animal. You can see he's going to grow larger, growing into his feet. So he needs someone that's probably got room to play and is active.
Yep, absolutely. I think like any of the, you know, quote-unquote working dog breeds, he'll probably need some training. But just for the week or so we've had him, he's been a wonderful puppy. He loves other dogs. He loves kids. He does well with cats. I mean, and I think he's probably going to be like a 70, 80-pound dog when he grows up.
Uh-huh.
But if somebody's looking for a smart, smart family dog, this is your guy.
So with the picture we're putting on now, not really great of his face, but
yeah,
you can see his beautiful markings and his body.
Yeah, and you can see the way he's lined up. He's got that shepherdy stance, too, his back legs.
What
and
a gorgeous animal.
And he's just sitting here looking at me.
Yeah.
He's so good.
You can tell, like you said, that service dog type mentality where they're going to be aware of their master at all times. And they aim to please.
Yeah, like when we were walking, he would literally touch me with his foot just to make sure, like, okay, we're still together.
Oh.
We're still.
Oh.
I mean, it's so sweet.
So, any idea where he came from?
He came from the county shelter. I believe he was running as a stray in Robertsdale, I want to say, and he was picked up, never claimed, so we pulled him into our program with several others. But he's just super well adjusted. I mean, he loves people, so hi, thank you.
Oh, he just gave you a big
yeah.
kiss. And he came up to me briefly to let me know hello, as you can see in the picture. He's kissing me. But then he went right back to his security blanket, which is you for now.
Yep. He's very polite. Whenever he meets the other dogs, he's very, very polite. He goes and says hello, but he doesn't jump on them or bark at them or anything.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
He's just a good boy. I'm actually kind of jealous of whoever gets him because he's great.
Yeah, I'm already thinking the same thing. How would my dogs get along with Coyote?
Wow. I think as long as they like a puppy, he is really young. That's the thing. He's still going to need some like house training and
so
stuff, I think.
He's going to be a, like you said, big dog, 70, 80 pounds.
Yeah, if not more, because he's 5 months old now,
and
he's
30 pounds.
And
you just want to climb on up here with us?
So I'd like
he's
to,
just
if
trying
let
to
me.
Climb on up here and get some more loving.
Yeah, that would be nice.
All right, now he's licking the microphone. You might be able to hear how cute. So how does one go about adopting Coyote or another animal? Because he may be a little too much for some people. Some folks might need a lap dog.
Sure. Well, the easiest way to do that now is to go to our website at baldwinhumane.org and fill out an application. And once you fill out that application, our adoption manager will schedule you a time to come in. I will say we are going to start doing weekend adoption events again this month. So we don't have any posted, but if you just check our website, we'll start posting those up soon. So we'll be at different places on Saturdays if you work, where you could come see our dogs and cats.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I believe our next one is actually the Pet Sense in Fairhope, not this weekend, but next. But we don't have the details posted yet.
Come back over here, Cody. He just came to visit. I was going to try to get... Come here, baby. Let me get a picture.
He's such a puppy, though. He won't sit still. He's like, no.
Oh, yeah, he did wag at me.
He's a good man.
Look at... Yeah, here he comes back to you again. What a sweet dog. Well, you know, we ought to start videoing this.
And I guarantee he's going to be that kind of dog that just plops on the couch with you and wants to watch TV.
Coyote, okay. There you are. Hey, baby.
Yes. And he's very quiet, too. I don't think we've once heard him, like, bark.
That's nice. That's
quiet
nice.
Quiet boy.
Nobody wants a constantly barking dog, but at the same time, the cordless doorbell to let you know when someone's around is a good idea.
Yep, definitely.
Okay, so, do you need volunteers? Do you need donations? Seems like I read recently y'all needed some kitten food.
Yes. So it is kitten season. I have lost count of all the calls we've got about kittens just this week. And we go through kitten food like crazy, especially the like young kitten food, kitten chow, kitten formula. So that is a huge must. More than ever, we need fosters. We can only take as many baby kittens as we have fosters to house them, since space is limited at our kennel. So I really encourage people, if they can help us with kittens just for the spring and the summer, to go to our website and fill out a foster form, and we would be very, very grateful. We'll provide the food and the litter and all that good stuff. We just need somewhere for our kittens to stay until they're big enough to adopt.
All right. And so, and other donations, too.
Oh, yeah.
Blankets, food.
Yeah, any of the basic pet care and cleaning supplies. We go through a lot of, you know, Clorox wipes, paper towels, soap, all that good, Dawn dish soap, all the kind of basics are our biggies.
Okay.
And yeah, volunteers. We're just like, you know, we're going to start events again. We're going to start having new volunteers come in. So we encourage people also to go to the site and fill that out. And especially in the shop, we'd like to get our resale shop back to more hours. So to do that, we need some more volunteers.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. So for now, the Uptail resale is Monday through Thursday, 10 to 2.
Yep. Woo.
He's like, okay, we've sat still enough, Mom. I'm ready to go play.
Yeah, but because we do realize those hours are somewhat restricting for people, we are making a plan to start being open on Saturdays at the resale shop.
Right.
So that is going to hopefully happen in June. But yes, we really need help in the resale shop. So helping us sort furniture, price items, that kind of stuff.
And it is so nice because y'all set it up in a home atmosphere. So there might be two or three living rooms set up and a couple of kitchens and maybe a bedroom. And it's really neat to see all the lovely items. So folks can also donate.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we take all kind of housewares, you know, furniture. Often, if you'll give us enough time, we can come pick up things if you've got items that are just too large for you to bring in.
Right.
And you can call the shop at 928-8020, and our shop manager will walk you through that. But just in the last week or so, we've had kind of three homefuls of new furniture come in. So come and look while you can, because it's really nice stuff, and it'll probably go fast. But look at him.
I keep trying to get it. A picture of his face. There you go, baby. There we
and
go.
His ears. He's got the cutest pointed ears.
He's a beautiful, beautiful animal.
Good.
I bet you we can go to baldwinhumane.org and he'll be there as well.
He will be there, yeah. And I did check, and I think the staff also had a hard time getting a good picture of him because it's not the best. He's not as photogenic, but he's beautiful in
person.
Let's
see if we can find it, because if you want to adopt an animal, you can go to baldwinhumane.org, or I just started typing Baldwin Humane, and it came up, and then you can click on Adopt up on the top, and then your choices are cats or dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just keep going down. It's there.
Okay.
Right
cats or dogs. We're going to dogs just because we want to see... he's curious. What are you doing over there?
Got to check everything
out.
He
does. Here's Coyote. Oh, you've got several precious
dogs. Oh my gosh, we have some really sweet. That little muskrat next to him, I love. Oh, look, see, he may not even have a picture up.
So he might still be working on it.
Yeah, they might be.
Maybe we took a good one. A couple of lab mixes, which are always very popular.
Uh-huh, yep.
And so you can shop online if you'd like before you go to the Humane Society. And before you go, you should call. Are we still doing appointments?
Yes, we are. And that, again, probably will change soon. But for now, yeah, we're doing appointments only for dogs and cats.
Okay.
Yep.
What else do we need to know about the Baldwin Humane Society?
Well, as always, don't forget about our low-cost spay-neuter vouchers. So this time of year, we have a lot of homeless litters of puppies and kittens being born. So if you want to help get your dog or cat or a neighborhood dog or cat spayed or neutered, you can do that on our website. We have vouchers that allow you to get it done for about half the cost that a vet would charge you. And you buy those on our website, and then we send them to the vet, and you're good to go.
Oh, I enjoyed so much your booth at the Arts and Crafts Festival. I missed you, but
yes.
I interviewed Casey Gay Williams,
uh-huh.
who was wearing the hat as a volunteer instead of the president of the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
I love your awesome tie-dye t-shirts
Thank
for
you.
Sale and the artwork painted by the animals with a little help from y'all.
Yes. Yeah, actually, we sold out of those tie-dye
oh,
t-shirts,
good.
Which is amazing. We ordered more.
You sold out? There was like a huge stack of them.
We had hundreds, and we sold every single one's
That's
gone.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. We had artwork done by the dogs and cats with their little paws, and we did a little finger painting day, and those were really cute.
They were so cute.
And actually, we've got a handful of them left. We'll probably put them online at some point, but
okay.
They're really cute. He and Coyote made some.
Did you?
Mm-hmm, yeah,
well, now
did.
That I've... And that's so cute. You had signs up about Meet the Artist,
mm-hmm.
so you could see what animal painted what.
Yeah.
That was really cute.
It was fun.
Okay, baldwinhumane.org or call...
928-4585.
928-4585 to learn about adopting Coyote or another fabulous animal. If you're joining us late, we think Coyote is a, what did we say?
Dutch Shepherd.
A Dutch Shepherd.
Yep.
Or Dutch
call.
Shepherd mix.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
No, no, no.
Yeah, watch out for cords. It's so funny. Puppies are like toddlers. You know,
gosh.
You got to watch out for everything.
Yep.
He is a beautiful brindle shepherd-looking animal that's going to be very large. And you can already tell how very smart he is. So for more information on Coyote or any other animal, contact the Baldwin Humane Society. Thank you so much, Abby Pruitt.
Thank you for having us.
Abby is the director of the Humane Society. She joins us the first Thursday of each month. And I love it because I get to meet a furry friend and let y'all know about how you may go about adopting that or another animal.